Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Attorneys for convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev are expected to rest their case today in the penalty phase of his trial. First, more testimony is expected about what conditions Tsarnaev would face if sentenced to life in prison. Jurors heard about that yesterday, as well as about dysfunction inside the Tsarnaev family. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has more.
Jurors heard first from Elmirza Kozhigov, the ex-husband of Jahar Tsarnaev's sister, Alina. Kozhigov, who'd known the Tsarnaev family since childhood, testified about how Tamerlan Tsarnaev, once a charismatic older brother who loved music and boxing, gave up those interests in the name of Islam. That happened after he started seeing an Armenian immigrant known only as Misha, who would come to the family Cambridge apartment and spend hours talking to the older Tsarnaev about Islam. Kozhigov, who eventually divorced Alina after pleading guilty to domestic assault, says Tamerlan quit boxing, saying that Misha had told him, quote, "It's bad in Islam to hit people on the head." He gave up music as well, telling Kozhigov that Islam, through Misha's interpretation, forbade even listening to it. Defense attorneys also returned to the subject of Jahar Tsarnaev's father, whose previously established mental issues were becoming much worse. Anzor already suffered from PTSD, but now he was hearing voices screaming his name. He saw hallucinations of lizard-like creatures, sometimes even the faces of animals. He was diagnosed with psychosis. Defense attorneys yesterday finished the day with Mark Beese, former prison official who described at length the conditions Tsarnaev will face if sentenced to life in prison. He'll be in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day at the maximum security block of the most secure penitentiary in the United States. How much contact will he have with the news media? The defense asked. None, Beese replied. Will he be allowed phone calls? Just 15-minute phone calls to immediate pre-approved family. Will he be able to send or receive mail? Just to his pre-approved family. Prosecutors, in a sometimes testy cross-examination, sought to establish that Tsarnaev might eventually be moved to a lesser security prison. Beese replied, at times testily, that it was unlikely Tsarnaev would leave the Supermax facility, citing the nature and publicity surrounding his crimes. Beese is expected to return to the stand today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.